Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your Spirit will speak to each of us. Help us to obey your word. Help us to become not just hearers, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In today's episode, we're going to look at Mark chapter 13, verses 14 through 27. If you have a workbook, please turn to page 92. Otherwise, please open your Bibles again to Mark chapter 13. We're looking at today, verses 14 through 27. Also, in the observation section, it says here that we're going to circle every phrase that has to do with time, including the words when, then, and after. We're going to also underline every occurrence of the word you, and we're going to mark all references to Jesus, including the Son of Man. So again, Mark 13, verses 14 through 27. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, so circle when, underline you, let the reader understand, then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountain, circle then. The one who is on the housetop must not go down or go in to get anything out of his house. And the one who is in the field must not turn back to get his coat. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. So you would circle, I believe the phrase those days, because it's reference to a time or a time period. But pray that it may not happen in the winter. So circle winter. For those days will be a time of tribulation. Circle those days. And circle the time period of the tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the creation with which God created until now. Circle beginning, circle the phrase until now, and never will. I believe you may, you perhaps circle that phrase, never will. Verse 20, unless the Lord has shortened those days, circle the phrase those days, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect whom he chose. So mark he for Jesus, he shortened those days. So mark he again for Jesus, circle the days. Verse 21, and then, circle then, if anyone says to you, underline you, behold, here is the Christ, or behold, he is theirs. He is there, do not believe him. So mark Christ, mark he for Jesus. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance. So mark I for Jesus, underline you. I would say in advance can be circled as well for a time period. But in those days, after that tribulation, I would say circle that phrase. The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Mark Son of Man with the cross for Jesus. And then he will send forth the angels. Circle then. Mark he for Jesus, and will gather together his elect. Mark his for Jesus from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. Okay, there's quite a bit there. I will reread the text. And in this passage, there were a couple of markings I really wasn't quite sure about. I'll be quite honest with you. So if your markings differ slightly from mine and you feel strongly about marking a phrase or not, then that is certainly your choice. But I tried to go through it carefully. But if you have some slightly different markings, I believe that will be fine. Okay. So again, I'm going to reread the text. Again, we're looking at Mark 13, verses 14 through 27. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one who is on the housetop must not go down or go in to get anything out of his house. And the one who is in the field must not turn back to get his coat. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. But pray that it may not happen in the winter. For those days will be a time of tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the creation which God created until now and never will. Unless the Lord had shortened those days, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or behold, he is there, do not believe him. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. Okay. Also, if you have your workbook, it tells us to actually mark a few more phrases and words. It tells us to put a cloud around the reference to the coming of the Son of Man, and you would just simply use a cloud symbol. And also they ask us to mark the word elect with a capital E. Okay. And actually, I just read the entire text. So in this instance, I'm going to just go directly to those verses where these markings are found. So the word elect, there is a marking in verse 20. I'll read verse 20. It says, unless the Lord had shortened those days, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect. So mark elect, whom he chose, he shortened the days. And also verse 22, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. So, of course, mark elect there. And also,
I would say verse 27, and then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. And of course, last but not least, we were to look for the phrase, the coming of the Son of Man. And we saw that, of course, in verse 26. You can put a cloud there. Again, that verse says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. So I believe we have all of the markings. And as I go through the text, if I missed any, I will mark it. If you missed any, I, of course, urge you to mark the word or phrase as well. Okay, so looking at the questions, the first one says, move through the text a few verses at a time and discuss what you learn from your markings. Now, I will say that I am not very familiar with prophecy, so I do encourage you to perhaps do your own studying about Bible prophecy. You may want to refer to, of course, the book of Daniel, certainly Revelation. So I will share with you what I have for these answers, but you can certainly go deeper by doing your own study on the end times or prophecy. Okay, so again, looking at the first question, move through the text of a few verses at a time and discuss what you learn from your markings. And because I am not very familiar with prophecy, what I did was I read a few commentaries on prophecy, and I'm going to share some of that with you right now, which is an overview of the first portion of this passage. Okay, so it says here, the second half of the Great Tribulation period will begin with the abomination of desolation, prophesied by Daniel. The Antichrist will arise during the seven-year tribulation period as a world leader. At the midpoint of those 7 years, he will break a covenant of peace made with Israel and set up an abomination in a rebuilt Jewish temple. This will be an image in which he sets himself up as God, revealing himself to be the beast which demands to be worshipped by all the people of earth. And that references Revelation 13, 5 through 8. This abomination will coincide with an intense persecution of anyone who refuses to worship the beast. Those who will not bow down will have to flee to the mountains, leaving their property and possessions behind if they are to escape death. And that, of course, was referenced in the verses we just read, 14 through 16. Travel for pregnant women will be especially hard, and winter weather will make escape difficult. That's referenced in verses 17 through 18. It will be the worst time of trouble and suffering in human history. Okay, that's referenced in verse 19. If not for the Lord's divine intervention to shorten the days of tribulation, none of his people would survive. And that's referenced in verse 20. Okay. So specifically, I could bring out some examples here as far as what the Lord's prophecy was for the end times. And again, it says here that once that happens, the abomination of desolation occurs. It says that those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. For example, the one who is on the housetop must not go down or go in to get anything out of the house. Again, as I just read in the commentary by Tony Evans, it spoke about pregnant women. And verse 18 says, but pray that it may not happen in winter. And of course, I reference verse 19 as well. For those days will be a time of tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the creation with God, which God created until now and never will. Okay. Also talked about, unless the Lord had shortened those days, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. Okay. So throughout this entire passage, we're learning about what will happen. There also be false Christs and false prophets, as referenced in verse 22. It also goes on to say about the tribulation after the tribulation. For example, verse 24 says, "But in those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens will be shaken." It also says, of course, in the latter verses, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect." Again, his elect is referring to faithful followers of Jesus Christ. "He will gather the elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven." Okay. And also, if I look at the second question, it says, "What do you learn from verses 14 through 19? Cover what is going to happen, what Jesus told his listeners they are to do, and why?" And I think I just shared that with you, that there will be a great time of suffering, but they are to take heed and they are to flee to the mountains, as we saw, for example, in verse 14. Looking at the third question, "What do you learn about the time of tribulation?" in verse 19 and 20, and I think I just shared that as well. We know that the Lord will shorten those days, and it says here, "For the sake of the elect, for the sake of those who are his followers, whom he has chosen." Moving on to the next question, "What instructions did Jesus give in verses 21 through 23? Again, to beware of the false Christ and the false prophets, take heed. Verse 23 specifically says, "But take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance." Again, the false Christ and false prophets, they will show signs and wonders in order to lead his followers astray. But again, the Lord says, "You've been warned, please take heed." The intent of the false Christ and false prophets is to lead the Christ followers, the true Christ followers, astray. But again, the Lord warns us in verse 23. Okay. And referencing verse 24 and 27, this question says, again, what will happen after the tribulation? And so again, we know that all of creation will be impacted, as we saw in verses 24 and 25. And the last question says, "What do you learn from marking elect?" And we know, again, that the Lord will shorten the days for the elect. Okay, let me read that. "Unless the Lord had shortened those days, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days." And elect also, of course, is referenced again in verse 27. And we know that he's going to gather the elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. So again, the Lord has chosen his elect, his followers, those who are faithful and have been faithful.
I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.